We're joined by Gussie from Earth Tongue. How the heck are you, Gussie?
Hello. I'm a bit sleepy, but I'm good, thanks.
Oh, that's good. I imagine, you know, you're currently in the middle of a 50-date tour across the UK and EU. You must be pretty tired from that.
Yeah, well, I'm coming to you live from a venue in Austria, and yeah, it's now midnight, 4 minutes past midnight. So we've just played, and we're getting the hell out of here.
Nice.
So the days are all blurring into each other. We have no days off this week, but it's all been really fun.
Mm-hmm. I guess time is measured more by where rather than by when. What's your favourite city that you've been to so far?
The tour started with some shows in Scandinavia, and I had been there before, but I hadn't been to Stockholm, and it's just such an incredible city, and I was really gutted that we're only there for one night, but that was really cool. Not a massive, massive show, but just like a really great energy, and just a memorable one.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the energy at the end of the day. Your latest single, Out of This Hell, features some warbly sci-fi synths on the back end with an 80s retro synth passage on the front end. This new single came out just a few days ago, I believe. This, coupled with the lightning bolt on the cover, give the song kind of a metal, mad, crude scientist vibe. Is that the kind of thing you're going for here?
I really like that. I think you got it, yeah.
Cool. Because I think there was some talk of the bubonic plague being an inspiration for this song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I think the lyrics started just with sort of like a stream of consciousness, like placeholder lyrics. Like I usually will have lots of writings in my notebook. That are really rambly, and then when I'm trying to make up a melody, I sort of like just look at a page and let things sort of fall out. So that's how the lyrics started, but then it kind of formed this image of like sort of sickness in medieval times. And we just rolled with that, and it feels like it really fits with the world of the album. You know, there's a lot of talk of kind of dungeons and caves and just dark, spooky places.
Totally. I'm detecting some kind of tones of Electric Wizard and Black Sabbath here on the latest track. And also on your song Grave Pressure, which came out last month, were they kind of in you and Ezra's rotation when you two were recording these or starting to record them?
Yeah, I mean, I think, Black Sabbath are always kind of in the background of our references and inspirations while we're writing and recording. I think that there's something about the vocal melody that with the song that a lot of people have been saying feels quite Sabbath-y, so that's awesome. I'm really happy about that.
That's good.
And I think like the kind of the drum recording as well, it's really like quite vintagey, quite tapey, and that's a comparison as well. Electric Wizard, I haven't listened to heaps of them, but for sure, like just the kind of massive tones and sort of the sloppiness, the rawness of that band I'm definitely inspired by that. I think like the sort of the more 70s rock is what we were referencing with the recording in particular. Even like down to the guitar I play, you know, it's a late 60s Japanese guitar and should really be used for like jangly surf music or something, but it's just got this really distinctive old sound.
Mm-hmm. It's good to flip things on their head every now and again, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So this is the third single teasing us for Earth Tongue's latest record, The Great Haunting, which is coming out on June 14th. This new record seems to be incorporating themes of, you know, undeath, Satan, and, you know, like we said before, the Black Plague. We will last record Floating Being from 2019 have more of a cosmic / spiritual horror element to it. How have these thematic changes informed the latest material on The Great Haunting?
I think, like, honestly, a lot of the album was written during the pandemic, or like after the pandemic, and in that time we were watching a lot of horror movies and, yeah, sort of discovered like 70s and 80s Italian horror, and
like,
yeah,
just Suspiria? Like
great, yeah, of course, of
yeah,
course,
nice.
Yeah, and just like really, you know, questionable 80s B horror movies. We were watching a lot of that stuff, so I think that sort of like was the kernel for a sort of new fantastical world that we could explore. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's also like there are some songs on the record that like for me are a bit more personal, but still like very metaphorical, and only I would really know the sort of more deeper aspect of the lyrics. But yeah, I'm looking forward to exploring that more with our next stuff, because it's really fun to like, you know, create all these stories and these kind of fantasy worlds. But yeah, I'm quite excited to get a bit more personal on the whatever we do next.
Less camp and more gritty.
Yeah.
When is the next time you guys are coming down to Otsipoti? I mean, you're over in Europe still, but I'm just wondering, when would it be sometime this
year?
Like later this year?
I don't think so. I'm so sorry. So we just did a tour before we came over here, but we're actually touring until mid-August in Europe, and then we are going to stay here for a bit. So
cool.
I know it's sad, but we just have some really cool opportunities for playing live over here. So just going to give it a shot, and we will have to tour the album in New Zealand at some point. So.
You better come back
is,
to Dunedin.
Watch this space. Watch this space.
Yeah. Well, I really hope you enjoy your time over in Europe. I mean, I hope that can help influence whatever's going on creatively upstairs. All the architecture and stuff. But anyway, thank you.
Oh,
sorry.
It's so stunning over here, yeah.
It'd be gorgeous. I can't imagine. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on this morning. Thank you very much, Gussie. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Alrighty, that was Gussie from Earth Tongue talking about their latest single, Out of This Hell, as well as their tour over in the EU and UK, which is going pretty well. It's going pretty well, it sounds like. So why not get into this latest single, Out of This Hell? Here is Earth Tongue. You're listening to the Radio 1 Late Breakfast Show here on Radio 1. Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. It's currently 10:13. Hope you're enjoying the morning. Take care.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.